Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul. And today our guests are Tammy McCallion, Heather Whittington, and Gary Forrester from Valley Performing Arts, where they are performing in the Spitfire Grill.
Yeah, welcome, folks.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Well, great. The Spitfire Grill. Now, this sounds familiar. Was this a Broadway hit or a movie? Or it's a musical, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
And it's like the life and loves and folks and vicissitudes in this place called the Spitfire Grill. It's a roadside cafe. Or you just give us a little synopsis. What's going on?
Well, Spitfire Grill is a small family-owned grill in the fictional town of Gilead, Wisconsin. And it's the centerpiece of the town. It's the gathering place, the town where most of the things that go on in the town occur. And it's the key pivotal location for everything that transpires around.
As it is in real life in a lot of these small places.
Right.
This is like the watering hole and where all the gossip, gets traded.
And where Garrison Keillor hangs out.
Oh, yeah, something like that. Yeah. So it's the, kind of the old Cracker Barrel kind of thing, yeah. And Tammy, you're in the play, and you are a waitress or one?
I play a kind of a shy housewife that I don't actually start working in the grill until Hannah, the owner of the grill, hurts herself, and Percy comes and is working there. So we become friends, and I start to evolve and come out of my shell as our friendship.
Open, like Alice, kind of, didn't they? Like Alice doesn't live here anymore, kind of a thing. Well, I saw you in the Faith County show at VPA not so long ago, I don't know, last season, and you were really excellent. That was also kind of like a small town people, and it revolved around a state fair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was a comedy. It was a lot of fun to play.
And this is a musical.
Yes.
You all sing?
Yeah.
We try.
You try, I guess. That sounds harder than acting to me.
Well, the line load's less. That's the nice thing about musicals. It's someone singing in the not in these lines to memorize.
Heather, what do you – I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just about to say most people who could sing could usually act. If you can put a song across, then you're over that hurdle insofar as, you know, the self-consciousness and the ability to express. Go ahead, Jean.
I was just going to ask Heather who she plays.
Oh, I play Percy. She starts off the show with being in jail. So she randomly chooses this town from a picture out of a tourist book that she saw. So when she gets released from prison, she paroles to this little town. and she's not very accepted at the beginning. She's
for a fresh
strange.
Start.
She's different. There's a lot of gossip flying around about her, but eventually she starts working her way in.
And Gary, who do you play?
I play Sheriff Joe Sutter, kind of the Andy Griffith character of the play.
This is ringing a small bell with me, but I have no idea where I might have seen it or heard it or read it before.
Was it a movie?
Yeah, it was a movie.
They did make a movie, and it was on Broadway.
Okay. Right. It sounds very familiar to me.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. So this is like the heart of the heartland, Wisconsin, Midwest. And do you talk about cheese a lot? You must.
Sorry, no cheese is mentioned.
No, really?
No Green Bay Packers or anything else like that. It's
okay.
Just strictly Gilead, Wisconsin. That's where we stick.
Okay. Now, Gilead, that's like balm and Gilead. What is that about? I never that title.
Well, the biblical
is that
reference,
from the Bible?
Yeah, the biblical reference isn't really dealt with at all in the play. All we know is it's Gilead.
It's just a lyrical, name, provocative.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's the spiritual, which I believe is a quote from the Bible. There is a balm in Gilead to heal the wounded soul. It seems to me that's pretty obvious.
And that's Percy.
As for Percy.
I think everybody in the cast kind of gets healed one way or another.
Okay.
Well, that's a good play. There's some kind of transference happening here. The people change. So, and who else is in the show?
We have a character called Caleb.
Who plays my husband.
Okay.
Not very nice husband.
So you're an abused housewife.
Well, I'm not necessarily abused, but it's kind of portrayed that way.
He's bossy.
I'm a little afraid of him at times.
And we've got Hannah, who's the grill owner.
Uh-huh.
To round that out is we have Effie, who is the postmistress of the town, and she's the town crier, the town gossip. Effie's played by Patty Taylor. Hannah is played by Bonnie Honcola, and Caleb, who is Shelby's husband, is played by Evan Frnulovich.
And who's Shelby?
That's Tammy's character.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. You said that.
I'm Shelby.
Oh, Shelby. I didn't know that. I missed it. Anyway, so and these songs, are they? Was this whole show written with songs, especially? Are they songs just called from popular diner culture? Is it like kind of Smokey Joe's Cafe kind of a thing?
Yeah.
Who wrote the
music? It's all
music?
Original music. Oh,
okay.
So
who wrote it?
This was a music written by James Valk and Fred Alley.
Wow.
And how long ago?
Well, the play was originally written in 2000 and then came out. It premiered on Broadway the week of 9/11.
Oh, it was a good week to open.
And it mainly went off and then came back on. But it got a lot of good reviews when it came back on.
Wow. And for those of us who are just tuning in, we're talking to VPA, Valley Performing Arts cast, and they're talking about a show that's opening tonight entitled The Spitfire Grill. Great. This show now, it has you up in Valley, in Wasilla, where you are. It has a great appeal for a community. Like, do you relate to it? Like the Gilead as, being the fictitious representation of a Wasilla type place? I mean, are there like counterparts in your real life?
Well, I actually just moved to Wasilla.
And you just got out of the joint?
So, well, not exactly, but. and it is a small town, but I certainly did not feel the resistance that Percy was feeling in arriving in Gilead. I find Wasilla to be a very, very open and very friendly place. So.
Well, Wasilla isn't a small town anymore either.
It's growing.
I can remember when it was, and when there was one place in town that everybody, two places, Thielen's Grocery
Thielen's.
Across the street, where everybody hung out. But that's a long time ago.
You can't even find those places anymore.
No.
I mean, you go down the highway, and I'm totally disoriented in that little liquor, Party Time Liquors. Mm-hmm. Which was a favorite place of mine to hang out. You got to look down, like 2,000 feet off the edge of the highway, and it's just like a little microscopic, tiny building off this. Mm-hmm. And the highway used to go right by it. It's just I've never seen such a transformation. It's just the craziest thing. You got like a clover leaf there.
Now
and
you
stuff.
Know how I feel about Anchorage.
Oh, Anchorage, yeah. Well, Anchorage, sure.
I arrived here in 45.
Oh boy,
there were 10,000 people.
Yeah, you should write a play, Gene, a musical. But,
no.
Diner.
Play, yes. Musical, no.
So when I auditioned for the show, it was like finding a whole nother family in a way. Mm. Being so far away from my own family, it was a relief meeting all these people and getting to work with them and singing beautiful songs. And the theater is really a big part of the area.
What's the scene in the play that you like best?
Oh, that's a tough choice.
Well, not necessarily you. Anybody hop in here?
Well, one really fun song that I sing up there is "Into the Frying Pan," which is basically Percy has to run the kitchen now, and she doesn't know how to cook. So she's singing about basically all the things she's messing up as she's trying to learn. So that one's a lot of fun to do.
Did you have a lot of like show to cook lingo, like Adam and Eve on a raft, any of that stuff? That would be good for like lyrics. Yeah. I made a jargon dictionary once, like in the sixth grade. And I went to the diner and I interviewed the guys and the cooks, and they tell me all this stuff, that they mm-hmm. use. I don't know if it was a apocryphal, like stuff from the 40s or something, but it was pretty fun. But getting back to what you're saying about the community theater, that's what's so nice, because mm-hmm. actors are actors and theaters are theaters no matter where you go in the world. And there is kind of like this kind of little surrogate open-armed family, more or less, waiting for you. And it's such a great thing. It's such a wonderful way to kind of, get to know people and be accepted and, kind of really mm-hmm. add such a great thing to life in general.
Well, the attraction to this show is the fact that it's a heartwarming story about love, redemption, forgiveness, faith, community, family, second chances, and the impact that one person can have on an entire community if they just open up their heart to the person and look around themselves and step outside where they're at and are willing to expand where they're at. I mean, it's you know, they tell it as an all-American musical, and it's got everything that you would want in a well-rounded play. And the, all the characters from the cast were family, were tight. It's fun. I mean, we look forward to doing what we do.
It's a wonderful community to be a part of, including the crew behind the scenes, not just the cast, but everybody that pours their heart and soul into making the show and putting it on and making new friends and welcoming new people that, you know, come to join. And it's so wonderful.
Well, that's so true of community theater in particular, and really of commercial theater sometimes, but not always.
Yeah, it's always there's the drama behind the drama, and it's for us. If there was a show about that, it would be more interesting. If it was dysfunctional, then it's a comedy. But you know, you got all the like that list of things that's what anybody would want in a play. That's what you should have in a play. Otherwise, then it's just, you know, it's mm-hmm. really, I don't know. It's not theater. It's not drama. Mm-hmm. But drama with comedy is mm-hmm. the best. And the director is Larry
Botchin.
Yeah, Botchin, and he has a whole participatory theater family there, right? His whole, mm-hmm. you know, the whole clan gets out and helps with this one. What's it like working with Larry?
It's my first time working with Larry, but I've been an admirer of him. You know, he put on Beauty and the Beast, and he's done some amazing shows, and I'm really lucky to be a part of the cast. He's a really good director, and
His energy level is amazing. I mean, he's like this flame dancing around backstage, in front of the stage, around the theater. He's here, he's there. Just his energy level is amazing.
He knows what he wants.
He's one of those directors that has a vision. He goes into it with a vision. He knows what he wants. He knows what he wants to achieve. He knows how to get there. And he's been with VPA now over 30 years.
Wow.
So he's got the ability to draw from a lot of different resources. Like Tammy was talking about, everything behind the scenes. You know, he's the oil that makes it work.
Wow, that's incredible. You guys are rich in culture, and you have a great theater scene up there, and it must be so much fun to be a part. I'm going to try and see it. Well, that's all we have time for. Thank you so much for coming down. The cast of the Spitfire Grill, part of the cast, down from Valley Performing Arts. Thank you for coming down on these icy roads today. Mm-hmm. Pretty scary, and yeah. The Spitfire Grill opens tonight at Valley Performing Arts. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And now, here's the Stage Talk calendar. At Cyrano's, the one-woman tour de force Libby continues its run through January 25th. Show times are Thursday through Saturday at 7 p.m. with a Sunday matinee at 3 p.m. For tickets, go to centertix.net or call 263-ARTS. Or Cyrano's at 274-2599.
And at Out North Theater presents, there's a third Friday art opening entitled Under the Big Top, and that's tonight. It's an art show, and there's also a concurrent performance entitled The Music Box by circus artist Megan Holton. And show times are Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 7 p.m. with a Saturday matinee at 4 p.m. For tickets, you can call Out North at 279-8099. And also at Out North, their latest installment of their monthly Poetry Parlay series features the poet Marina Tsvetaeva, and this is going to be, if I pronounce that right, Wednesday the 21st at 7 p.m. That's when that's going to happen. So poetry this Wednesday, and this weekend we have Circus Performing Arts.
And finally, at Valley Performing Arts Makatants Theater, the Spitfire Grill opens tonight at 8 p.m. and runs Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m. with a Sunday matinee at 2 p.m. through February the 15th. For tickets and more info, call Valley Performing Arts at 373-0195 or go to valleyperformingarts.org. Well, that's that for this week's Stage Talk. Thanks for listening. Until next time, I'm Jean Paul.
And my name is Mark Muro. KSKA.